Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
American aid worker Warren Weinstein went missing about 4 months ago in Pakistan. He was kidnapped by armed men, but we are getting details now about his whereabouts. Yesterday, Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri claimed in a new recorded message that his group is holding Weinstein hostage, and Zawahiri went on to make several demands before Weinstein is released. A new report this morning that Weinstein actually may be held by one particularly deadly faction of the Pakistani Taliban. We have details now from Washington Post national security correspondent Greg Miller. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Remind us again who Warren Weinstein is and what he was doing in Pakistan.
Mr. Weinstein is a veteran aid worker overseas. He's spent apparently about 25 years overseas, including the last seven or so in Pakistan. He was a director in that country for a Washington, D.C. area contracting company that works with USAID and other organizations. So he knows his way around these places.
So how are we to take this new information? A, how important or significant is it that we know that Al-Qaeda has him, what their demands are, and is there a possibility he's actually being held by this faction of the Pakistani Taliban, which is just merciless?
Yeah, well, that is all possible. I mean, there hasn't been any direct evidence that they're holding Weinstein. I mean, they haven't released a photograph of him or other proof, but Al-Qaeda tends not to make false assertions of this kind. So U.S. intelligence officials in Washington believe that this is a credible claim from Al-Qaeda's leadership. And, of course, Al-Qaeda is closely affiliated with the Pakistani Taliban. I mean, they collaborate on numerous operations, and so it's certainly plausible that they would do so in a case like this.
Well, how endangered is Warren Weinstein at this point? Because I say that because one of these demands from Al-Qaeda is that the United States stop airstrikes over Afghanistan and Pakistan. I don't think that's very likely. So would they simply hold him indefinitely?
I mean, that's possible. I mean, yeah, he's in a great deal of danger if he's in the custody of Al-Qaeda or the Pakistani Taliban. I mean, there have been a number of these cases that have come to very unhappy conclusions, and there's no evidence so far that that has happened to Mr. Weinstein. But, you know, U.S. officials were also saying yesterday that nor have they seen any indication that he's alive and well. So usually they think they seem inclined to take Al-Qaeda leadership at its word that they have Weinstein and that he is not being tortured or harmed. But their demands are demands that the U.S. would have no interest in meeting, including not only the cessation of airstrikes, but also the release of prisoners, including a blind sheik convicted in connection with the 93 attack on the World Trade Center.
So how good are we, Greg, at ever getting these hostages back in other methods?
Well, I mean, these are very difficult situations, and sometimes these take years to resolve. There was a famous case in the past couple of years of a New York Times reporter who was being held by the Taliban in Pakistan. He was abducted out of Afghanistan, and, you know, he ultimately had to make his own escape. He escaped from the compound where he was being held in the tribal territories. There was not a real opportunity to intercept him.
That's Greg Miller, Washington Post national security correspondent. Thank you, Greg.
Sure.
Talking about the American aid worker, 70-year-old Warren Weinstein, we got an announcement from Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri today in a recorded message saying Al-Qaeda is holding Weinstein and they made a number of demands for Weinstein's release.